Morning, everyone. I'm reading today from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. And though its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free. And we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honourable, we treat with special honour. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honour to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you for that reading. Wonderful. So this morning, I just want to speak a little bit about unity. There's a couple of little scriptures I want to share with you. Psalm 133 just begins with, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head of Aaron, running down the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon Mount Zion. And there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. I don't know about you, I love that whole thing about life forevermore. I'm going to mention the B word, Brexit. I know, how dare I mention it? But we're not in a united state, are we, at the moment? We're not united. And all the kerfuffle, dare I use such a word, that it's pushing and putting up, and it's fracturing our environment, isn't it? It's absolutely fracturing our environment. And that's something that I kind of want to just briefly touch about, is environments and unity around that. I used to keep marine fish. I love telling stories, so I'm sorry, you have to dwell with me. Jesus did it with parables, so I'm down with telling stories. I used to keep marine fish, and I was just looking at this beautiful Baptist tank here, and you know, So this beautiful tank here would be the sump, and then that screen up there would be the display of what you see with an amazing, amazing array of stunning fish. Absolutely stunning. Nemo, corals, and I used to keep all these things. The work and effort that used to have to go into water changes and to keep the system running perfectly was a lot. Every week, I would have to do a 10% water change. That water would have to be perfect with no particles in it, parts per million. It was measured in, and you had to have zero parts per million, but it wasn't just a zero. There was the points that went along with it, 0.0000 and 0.0005 was acceptable. Anything above that was unacceptable. So keeping corals, keeping sea anemones, keeping what's the thing called fish? That's it. Thank you. Yeah, I did the fish as well. But I had a Nemo fish. And the Nemo fish would, he would feed, what's the thing called with all the tentacles? Anemone. Thank you. I had an anemone. I had two sea anemones. I used to keep them. Can you believe it? Mine's gone blank. And you had to feed it once a week with a smaller fish. And Nemo, Valor Nemo, I used to call him, he used to swim up to the surface when I'd put this food in for the anemone, suck it, bigger than, nearly as big as him, down to the mouth of the anemone. The anemone would close up and eat that thing for 1 week. This beautiful harmony working together so that everything flowed so wonderfully. The things within that tank that weren't seen, so you saw this beauty up here, but the stuff, the gubbins that was down in the sump consisted of. So you had marine salt minerals, RO water, living rock, UV lighting, a sump, a UV steriliser, protein skimmer heater, living culture sand, calc water reactor, calcium reactor, and phosphate reactors. All of that unseen. And yet what you saw was stunning. I used to sit on an evening and just watch that. I would rather have that than a TV now. My family don't agree with me. But to have a culture that works, an environment that works, takes a lot of effort. And you and I are the body of Christ, aren't you? You and I are the people that display God's goodness. And I think sometimes when we're going throughout our Christian lives, we think everything's going to be easy. Did anybody ever feel that when they kind of got their faith and they thought, do you know, this is going to be easy with God? Any takers? Anybody feeling brave? I would put my hands in the air, but I've got patches under my arms, which I don't want to show. There we go. But do you know, the thing that sometimes we think it's going to be easier with God, but I don't know about you, my experience has been, it's more challenging, yet so much more rewarding, and we need to be really proactive with how we're engaging with our environment. Having conversations that maybe feel slightly awkward, but being able to agree to differ. And being able to display God's love to those all around us. Because God has poured his love into us so that we can be a blessing to everybody, hasn't he? Yeah, wonderful. I love a little bit of feedback is great for me. Thank you. If you don't give me feedback, sadly, I think they're not listening. They haven't got it. I've got to talk a bit more. So I had the marine tank, and that talks about the environment, and it creates this unity that makes the whole culture work together, and all that work that used to go on in making that environment work. So I had to keep this water going. So you do a water change, 2 days later, you'd start prepping up the water for the next water change. That's the kind of timescales we were talking, 2 days of no work, and then you had to keep working again. It was brilliant. But when things start to go wrong, you need to react. You need to move things out. I went in for an operation last year, I think it was. I had a bit of a growth and a bit of a problem with my toe. And I spoke to the guy in the theatre saying, how are you gonna remove what's on my foot, what I've been struggling with? You know, New London Road, where we work, our office is 200 New London Road. I could walk into town, but I was struggling to walk back. I'm doing a 10-mile run next Sunday, so thank God it's all been sorted out. But I asked the gentleman, the surgeon, how or what tools will you use to remove the excessive growth that is on my big toe joint? He goes, well, a drill, chisel, pliers, anything we can pretty much get our hands on. I was like, you're kidding me. It sounds ruthless, doesn't it, when you're talking about a human body, but likewise, sometimes we have to be ruthless with ourselves. When we're talking about unity, when we're talking about the environments that we want to see, we sometimes have to be really ruthless with ourselves. And I don't know about you, I struggle with that. So I need people to help me. I need people to help me to be ruthless. So we heard of the phrase mentoring. I have people that mentor me and help me to deliver on what God has called me to be. And I hold myself to account to some people, saying, you know, I'm really struggling in this area. I'm really struggling in that area. So being open and transparent enables me, I hope, to do my life a bit better. I'm a million miles from perfect. But I'm wanting to get to where God has called me to be. So being ruthless, generous means I've got to be proactive. It means I've got to keep that flow of the water from a marine tank to look amazing. Our lives to look like the blessing of the Lord is upon us. I've got to be ruthless. I've got to be working hard and trying to do all that God has called me to do. Cultures grow, don't they? Good cultures and bad cultures grow. And I don't know about you, when I was a younger man, I worked at a restaurant and lived with a bunch of blokes. And we were all on site, we lived on site, and washing up wasn't really high on our agenda. So we had mugs of coffee that we'd bring in and put down. Those mugs grew a culture. It wasn't a good culture, but cultures grow. And you know, when we're talking about cultures, good cultures and bad cultures grow. It's so easy to grow a bad culture because it doesn't take any effort. It just happens. Whereas to grow a good culture takes hard effort. But the amazing fruit we see from a good culture that's being germinated and grown and work, the fruit that we see from it, the marine tank that you get the enjoyment from looking at, the life of the body of Christ working in harmony together looks so beautiful from the outside. And that's really where I want to begin to look at this afternoon, this morning. That we consider how practically we can be the bride that Christ has called us to be. And we think about the bride, we think about a beautiful bride, you know, she takes time to get prepared, doesn't she? And likewise, she takes time. She is proactive in looking beautiful. She's done her planning. She's got the hairdresser, the clothes. She looks amazing, but it takes time. So likewise for us as the bride of Christ, we need to take time and prepare ourselves what God has called us to. Scripture talks about how we do this. So Ephesians 4, 1 to 6, I'm just going to black these out. Bear with one another. Have any of you got irritating people that you think, oh, I wish they weren't near me? They annoy me so much. Is anybody going to be honest? I'm not going to ask you to say who it is. But we all have them, don't we? You know, so there are people that you think, oh, no, bear with one another. Bear with one another. Ephesians 6:11 tells us to put on the full armor of God so that we're prepared. Preparing ourselves. Sometimes when I pray in the morning, I go through those things. Lord, I want the helmet of salvation over my mind so I think like you. The buckle of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, my feet shod, ready with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The shield of faith, because I know some fiery darts are going to come my way. And the sword of the Spirit, so that I can release God's word, which cuts between bone and marrow and the soul, doesn't it? It really gets to the heart of things. Colossians 3:12 tells us to clothe ourselves. Put something on. Put it on, it becomes part of you. Briefly mentioned about chess. When the guys come into those new rooms, one gentleman in particular I think of, he came into a brand new room. He'd been in social services throughout his life, a young man in his 20s, and he came as the first port of call, coming into one of the new rooms, brand new room, nobody ever slept in it before. He stood at the doorway and broke down in tears because he'd never had anything quite so nice in his whole life. And he said, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve anything. This is, no, I can't stay here. It's too good. It's too nice for me. I'm like, no, you do deserve this. We believe in you. This is your room. This is for you. And that changed his world. It changed his world. And it's beautiful to be able to do that. So we clothed him with something beautiful, which then reflected upon the belief that he had in himself. When we clothe ourselves in the fullness of God, it begins to change us from the outside in. Has anyone seen Lord of the Rings? There's a scene in Lord of the Rings where the guy, the main character, puts the cloak over himself, doesn't he? And he becomes invisible. You know, he disappears. So the badness that is him is not seen. or that he is not seen by others, which is amazing. You know, so when we think about God and us clothing ourselves in the fullness of God, we take on the attributes of who Jesus and who God is ourselves. So as God's people, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against one another, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these things, put on love, which binds us all together in perfect unity. Love is a choice. When we talk about those environments, you know, the tank down here with all the work going on and the display that we see of God's goodness of the life that we're living, love is a choice. It's not always a feeling. It's something we decide to do. Put on love. Put it on. Make a decision. You know, sometimes you hear people say, bite your lip, don't you? Bite your tongue. Don't say anything. And you know, this is what the Lord has called us to be, a beautiful people that display his goodness. And in that, you know, we want to be showing who God is. John 14:15-21, it says about that Jesus is in the Father. The Father is him, is in him. He is in us. You know those Russian dolls? That's the picture really there, isn't it? That Russian doll thing of us being clothed by God to live this life that is beautiful, that reflects God's beauty in our environments. Some of you have families that need to see God. They need to see God move, don't they? They need to see God powerfully to heal and restore their world. You know, some of you are workplaces where God really needs to be involved at the centre of it, where he needs to be changing and challenging and moving things along. And just in our everyday lives, we need to see the Lord move, don't we, powerfully in all that we do. And I'm going to draw to a close here. But when we think about God and the fullness of who he is, and we think about our journey and the scripture that was read out in 1 Corinthians about the body working together in harmony, we're very diverse, aren't we? I'm blown away by the fact that everybody in this room is unique. Absolutely 100% unique. If we was to put the whole world in a space, everybody is unique. There will be people that look so, so similar. However, their fingerprints are totally different. One slightly damaged. I banged it with a hammer yesterday. But totally different. We are, each and every one of us, designed to be unique for a specific purpose. That scripture in 1 Corinthians talks about us being unique. The body has many different parts and many members, each one doing its own thing, but it's still one body. And just today, I want to just say, do you know, all of us here to gather together, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Be who God has called you to be. Bear with one another. Love one another, because the exciting journey is that we make up this amazing bride of Christ that on display is phenomenal. She looks beautiful. And there's a lot of work that we have to do to keep that looking beautiful, isn't there? So I just want to encourage you to love more, to be all that God has called you to be, and to work with one another, because by working with one another, we make such a difference. We make such a difference. Can I say a short prayer for us all? Heavenly Father, we thank you that each and every one of us are fearfully and wonderfully made. That you've called us to be your bride, that you've called us to be your body. And that, Lord, as we are your bride and your body, we want to reflect you in the beauty that you are to this world. And Father, we pray this morning that if there's areas in our worlds that we need to remove or hack off or whatever they might well be, Lord God, I pray you'd give us the tools to do that, so that we reflect your glory in all the areas that you want to be reflected. I pray you bless every ear that hears this message. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you protect us all and give us wisdom how to live out our lives. And I pray that you would bless us so that we can continue to be a blessing. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you.